Well, I was 17 years of age, and of course I want my sister, she'd gone in the rent, and she was up in Scotland, and she kept writing letters to me and saying to me, "Daphne, you must come. You must come up to me. You'll enjoy it." She said, "You'll love it." She said, "It's beautiful up here." Anyway, I thought, this day I'll go down and I'll go and ask them if they'll give me a form to fill in so I could go up there. So I get there and they turn around and says to me, "How old are you?" I said, "17 now." "I'm sorry. You'll have to come back in a year's time. You're not old enough." I said, "Oh, what a shame." So what did they do? They gave me a letter, a green card, and told me to go Fielding and Platt. Well, down to Fielding and Platt I go. I can tell you, I can assure you, I had a good 3 years down there. They turned around and they said to me, "Right, you'll have to come and work with these up in the top machinery." She said, "We thought where, when I saw the employment woman down there," she said, "this is where we're putting all these girls on with these young fellas." She said, "They are apprentices, so you'll be able to help them with whoever you go with. They'll teach you what you've got to do." I thought, "Oh, well, this sounds good, right?" So I gets up and starts work on the Monday, and bid bracer, trousers, everything got to be all so, you know, yeah, overalls, hair all tucked up, scarf all round your hair so you won't get it in the machinery, all this. Anyway, he turned around and put me with this fella, and he was explaining to me what I had to do, and I had to stand by him. He had this machine, then the suds was all going all over this stuff, what he had to carve out. So he said to me, "Watch what I'm doing." He said, "You'll be able to do it." And I said, "Not in this world will I be able to do it. I can't do this." He said, "You have." He said, "You will." I said, "I won't." He said, "You will. You've got to." And I said, "Well, we'll wait and see." So anyway, I stuck it for a fortnight. Then they turned around and told me I had to go on nice. I turned around and I said to them, "Well, I'm sorry. My mother wouldn't allow me to go on nice." And the welfare woman said, "This is war days. You've got to do it your tone." And I said, "Well, you got some open if you think I'm going to do that."